Unless your faith is firm, you shall not be firm. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This morning's readings, they focus on faith, and they clearly challenge each one of us to have faith in all that we do. For the concept of faith is very interesting. We sometimes speak of faith and having faith as though it is like a commodity that we can buy off a grocery shelf. But for some, the faith is there when things are going the way they want. However, it appears to me that the testing of faith is when we're not getting our way. Today's first reading, it speaks of the fear experienced by the king Ahab, that he faced a very serious, very real threat to himself and to his rule. But yet, Isaiah is to tell him to remain tranquil, and that this too shall pass. And the king Ahab is told that unless your faith is firm, you shall not be firm. The message was not, don't worry, tomorrow everything will be fine. It was a message of testing faith. And with the many years that have passed, the situation will not be as it is now. For I think true faith requires such believing without an immediate seeing of the results that we want. The responsorial psalm, it reminds us over and over again that God upholds His city forever. Again, my friends, it's important to believe regardless of what is happening. The gospel, it calls us to task for not changing our behavior in light of seeing the great, great deeds. There's the old adage of saying, seeing is believing. Apparently, it did not hold true for those cities. They were not even asked to have what I would say blind faith. What they experienced in the living world and the wondrous possibilities, they did not believe or change their ways. You and I, each one of us, have opportunities every day to repent and change our lives. Every day is a new change or a new chance to embrace the world through God's eyes. And accept the love of Jesus is all we have to do. But too often, I fear, I acknowledge the wonders, but do not change myself. For all the love and care that Jesus shows us, we will not experience that true peace and the serenity eternally without the actual change in each one of us. We are all challenged to repent and demonstrate that faith in all that we do. In some ways, the idea of faith is the love that we all share in this world. We all know, as a parent, it's easy to love our children and our spouses when all is well, when all is good. When we speak and the children listen and obey, how easy it is for us to love each one of them. But the challenges come when all is not well. Do we maintain that love unconditionally, regardless of their behaviors? Or do we separate our concerns for that rudeness or that other bad behavior from the love that we continue to have for that person? Simply put, I think faith is like that. Faith is to believe in what you don't see and continue to believe even when things are falling apart around you. It is trusting when the adverse events occur, shaking our very own being. For trust and faith are so closely connected. And we as parents, we trust our children to do the right thing, even when we're not there. However, if our trust of them only lasts while they're out in our own sight, we fall short of a very real trusting attitude. Under our watchful eyes, of course, we can expect the appropriate behavior. For we trust and we believe and we have faith. When we don't know the outcome, but accept and embrace that it will be the right outcome. For the serenity that I see in some people can only come from this true faith and the trust in our Lord. The peace that they exclude is those regardless of their circumstance. It's evident in the good and the bad times. It's evident in both their prayers of petition and prayers of thanksgiving, regardless of the immediate outcome. But they are one with the Lord. For that kind of success outweighs all the rest. For it is something to aim for and something to cherish. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Read the plea before we go our separate ways. Thank you for coming to pray for Denise today. In that solemn response, as you were proclaiming it, it sort of spoke to me in a real intimate way in my soul. Our Lord, God defends His city. And God's city isn't just in some place off in Jerusalem, and it's not just the eternal Jerusalem that it's talking about there, but as the saints remind us that God's city is supposed to be in the depths of our soul, that's where He lives. In the very moment of our baptism, and until we kick Him out from mortal sin, but He hopes to return. So even in the midst of whatever difficulties we pass through, even through the impossible mystery of death, we're once again entering into, as we pray for Denise, God does defend us. And all He asks of us is to join Him in the fight. Not that we have to do the fighting, but we have to let Him fight for us and with us. I don't know what it is, and this is bold here, but I don't know what it is that keeps any of us from receiving Holy Communion today. But if you weren't able to receive today, our Lord wants to fight. He wants to do that, especially in the sacrament of confession. Come back, receive it. And that's the only way you and I will ever be what we hope our sister Diane is. We're right. And as He says there, that's often that little verse that I read before prayer. Everyone who comes to Him holds on to Him. And He doesn't turn away anybody who comes to Him.